الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear brothers in attendance, viewers of Madani Channel, there are numerous excellences pertaining to reciting Salawat ala Nabi, peace and blessings upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our Savior, our intercessor, our Master, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, which is found in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, it's narrated by Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, the second Khalifa of the Muslims. إِنَّ الدُّعَاءَ مَوْقُوفٌ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ That dua is suspended between the heaven and the earth. لَا يَسْعَدُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٌ Nothing from dua ascends. حَتَّى تُصَلِّيَ عَلَى نَبِيِّكَ Until you recite Salat upon your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in this particular narration, we have been taught how to have our du'as accepted quickly, swiftly. We must recite Salawat ala Nabi within our supplications. So from the adab, the etiquette of du'a, the ulama write that when you begin du'a, you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, Alhamdulillah, wa Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then you recite Salat ala Nabi. And if possible, throughout the dua, from time to time, recite Salat ala Nabi and end with Salat ala Nabi as well. This is from the adab of dua. Now, when you recite Salat ala Nabi, when you're asking for mercy to descend, you're mentioning the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning of the dua, right after hamd, at the end of the dua, then whatever you ask for in between the salawat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, inshallah. May Allah ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to remember the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance by reciting salawat ala nabi whenever we have free time, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم Inshallah we'll hear about the second Khalifa of the Muslims, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab رضي الله تعالى Such a courageous, charismatic companion of the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم And he is our exemplary. He is someone that we should follow. He was beloved to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His life, when he embraced Islam, full of great lessons for the Muslim Ummah. Inshallah, we'll be hearing about certain aspects of his blessed life, some attributes of his, which we can, inshallah, implement in our lives as well. First of all, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala, is that blessed companion who when he would voice his opinion, when he would present his opinion before the believers and in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on numerous occasions, Allah ta'ala would reveal a hukam which was in accordance to the opinion of Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. This shows his high maqam, his status in the divine court, that his opinion is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liked, and then the hukam in Sharia was revealed, which was in accordance to the opinion of Sayyiduna Umar. Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala once was with the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was facing some sadness. And Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam does not have to be sad. Why? Because Allah is his helper, and Jibreel alayhi salam is his helper. The angels are with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Bakr is with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Umar is the helper of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and so too are all the believers. Sayyidina Umar had just said this when very shortly after a verse was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is as follows: فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ مَوْلَاهُ وَجِبْرِيلُ وَصَالِحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ ظَهِيرٌ. That indeed Allah is his Mawla. Allah is his helper, meaning the helper of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jibreel is his helper. The pious believers are helpers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so too are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse was revealed to comfort the blessed, the beautiful heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in regards to Salihul Mu'mineen, this part of the verse, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala has said, Salihul Mu'mineen, Abu Bakr wa Umar. Allah Ta'ala is referring to Abu Bakr and Umar when he said that the pious believers are also the helpers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a unique honor. Allah Ta'ala is revealing verses in the excellence of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. And remember one thing, where it says that the Sahaba are the helpers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ulama, they explain, they say, just as a king, his kingdom is supported by soldiers and servants, this is how the Sahaba are helpers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the form of servants. Whereas in reality, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not reliant upon anybody. The only dhat that he is reliant upon is the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was someone who accepted Islam 6 years after the I'lanun Nubuwa, the proclamation of prophethood. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed in the court of Allah for Islam to be helped by Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And the dua was accepted. This is why one of the titles of Sayyidina Umar is Muradur Rasul, the desire of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salam desired for Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu to accept Islam. Why? Because he was such an influential person, such a powerful person in the community. So much so that when Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, only then did the believers begin openly performing salah and worship in Masjidul Haram. Prior to that, they performed worship discreetly, in a hidden way. Why was this? Because as you know, in the early period of Islam, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam declared his prophethood, when revelation descended, many of the Quraysh, many of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's own family members turned against him. There was a social boycott of the Muslims. The Muslims were prosecuted, the Muslims were tortured, oppressed. And only when Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu accepted Islam, were Muslims able to openly perform ibadah and worship without any fear. Why? Because Sayyidina Umar was that powerful man that he commanded respect from the people, and he was an influential person. We know that after the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from the world, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the first Khalifa of the Muslims. He was the first Amir al-Mu'mineen. And in 13th Hijri, 13th year after Hijrah, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was appointed as the Khalifa of the Muslims. His Khilafah lasted just over 10 years. And in the 24th year after Hijrah, whilst offering Fajr Salah, leading the Muslims in Fajr Salah, ان مسجد النبوی الشریف علی صاحبہ الصلاۃ والسلام, اے نان مسلم ان اینمی آف اسلام ان سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ اٹیکڈ ہم, اینڈ ڈیو ٹو دا وونڈز دیٹ ہی سسٹینڈ آفٹر دیٹ اٹیک سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ اٹینڈ مارٹرڈم شورٹلی آفٹر. And this is something that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu prayed for. Because we know the hadith where Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu used to make dua, Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. That, oh Allah, grant me shahada in your way. Grant me martyrdom in your way. Waj'al mawti fi baladi rasulik sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make my death occur and take place in the city of your prophet, the city of your messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what happened. And how was he blessed? Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala and his beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam blessed Sayyidina Umar so much that right now he is resting in proximity to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When people go and greet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and present their salam, they are also commanded to present salam to Shaykhain Karimain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. This is a great honor and respect that Allah Ta'ala granted to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said on the Day of Judgment, when obviously the world will perish prior to that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will be the first to exit my grave, my shrine. And then on my right side will be Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. I will be holding his hand. On my left side will be Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hakadha nub'athu yawm al-qiyamah. This is how we'll be resurrected on the Day of Judgment. So again, the proximity that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu has to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a great bounty and blessing upon him from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how did he attain this rank? You may ask, how did he gain so much closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Remember, in the dunya there is asool, there's a principle, and it's commonly stated as well that ba adab ba nasib, that the person who is respectful, the person who shows respect and adab, that person's fortune, subhanallah, reaches the skies. That person has good fortune. And conversely, it's stated that the person who is disrespectful, the person who is who lacks in this regard, he does not show adab, then that person has a bad fate. His destiny is bad. So adab is very, very important. La deena liman la adaba lah. That there's no perfection of religion for the person who has no adab. And this is something that we need to teach the young generation today. Because if we don't, and they turn out disrespectful, they don't listen to a word we say, we'll only have ourselves to blame. Adab is something that must be taught. In fact, the ulama of the past, they say that when we would go to study the ulum of the religion, the sciences of the religion, first and foremost, we would study adab. We would study respect. Several years. Respect of teachers, respect of the books you're studying, respect of your fellow Muslims, ihtiram for Muslims, your parents, your siblings, your loved one. Adab is very, very important. And it's because of a lack of adab in this day and age that we see so many quarrels, so many disputes, so many issues taking place amongst blood relatives even. People are not affording each other their rights. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was ba'adab, he was a very respectful person. And let me give you an example of this. That Surah Hujurat, when the second verse was revealed, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an order to the Muslims and instructs them regarding something, he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. That, O believers, do not raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. And do not converse before him like you converse with one another. When friends are together, they're free, they're informal. But when you're with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to be very careful in how you speak. And if you are not careful, if you are guilty of raising your voice above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you're disrespectful, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala says, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Your deeds will all be invalidated, wasted, and you won't even realize. You won't even have shu'ur, you won't even have comprehension regarding that. Now, when this verse was revealed, look at the andaz, the manner of the Sahaba. And in particular, Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. It's related that Sayyiduna Umar, after hearing this verse of Al-Quran Al-Kareem, would speak in such a low tone of voice before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would oftentimes ask him to repeat what he said because he was not able to hear it. That's how low tone of a voice he would use. Why? Because he was scared, he was fearful. What if I'm amongst those people who's speaking louder than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of my good deeds go to waste. So this was his adab. And how was he rewarded for this? Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala revealed the following verse of Surah Hujurat, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Indeed, those who lower their voices in the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. These are those people whose hearts Allah Ta'ala has tested for taqwa. Meaning Allah Ta'ala has tested their hearts to see whether they have piety or not. And they do have piety. And what is the reward? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness and a great reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was just one example of how Sayyidina Umar attained his maqam. You know, people assume that to attain great success, that it just happens overnight. But no, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, throughout all his time in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was respectful. And this is how Allah Ta'ala rewarded him. Allah Ta'ala is revealing verses of the Quran in the excellence of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. So Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu an was a man who had numerous great qualities. Adab was one of them. Another thing, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala was a man who was steadfast in his deen. When it came to the deen, he was very strict. When it came to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wouldn't pick and choose. He wasn't someone who would compromise. And sadly, this is happening today. That in certain settings, we may portray ourselves as religious. But in other settings, we portray ourselves differently. And we say, oh, here it's allowed. For example, here music is allowed. Here free mixing is allowed. And in another setting, we will portray ourselves in a different way. This is just an example I'm giving. But Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala wasn't someone who had hypocrisy in his a'mal. Munafaqah. He didn't have nifaq in his amal. That whatever he did was in accordance with Sharia. And let's give you an example of this, about how strong his faith was, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised it. Once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the Sahaba, and this hadith is in both Bukhari and Muslim, he alayhi salam mentioned that he had a dream. And remember, the dreams of the prophets alayhi salam are different to our dreams. The dreams of the prophets alayhi salam are even a form of revelation, wahi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam mentioned that certain people were shown to him alayhi salatu wasalam. And their upper garments, the way they were dressed, their upper garments, some of their upper clothing was until their chest. Some of them, their clothing was until the navel. And then there was an individual whose upper garment was so long that it was dragging on the ground, on the floor. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person whose garment was dragging on the ground was none other than Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. Now the Sahaba were inquisitive, of course, they wanted to know what is the interpretation of the dream. Just like today when we have a dream, were very eager to know what's the interpretation. And the Sahaba were so honored and blessed that they could ask that blessed individual who in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possessed the most knowledge. Meaning nobody is more knowledgeable than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam within creation. So the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please elaborate, what does the dream actually mean? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and he said that those whose upper garments were until their chest, they are weak in faith. Da'iful iman. Those whose garments reach their navel, the upper garment, they are those who are relatively stronger in faith than those whose garments reach the chest. As for the ones whose upper garment reach the knee and the shin, their iman is more stronger than the previous ones. And as for Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whose upper garment was so long and lengthy that it dragged on the floor, he has the strongest iman. His strength of iman is unique, unparalleled. So we learn from this hadith that Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala possessed great strength in terms of his iman. The intensity of iman that he possessed was unique. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in another narration, the one who is most severe and intense in relation to the command of Allah from my ummah is Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala. So Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu is someone who we should try and emulate, we should try and follow. Another beautiful quality that Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala possessed, and in reality this is a quality that all believers should have, because in Al-Quran Al-Kareem Allah ta'ala instructs us and he tells us about those who are true servants, true slaves of Allah. And he says this quality is found within them. Allah ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, that the slaves of Rahman are those who when they walk on the earth, they walk humbly. They adopt humbleness. They're not arrogant. They're not boastful. They're gentle. They're humble. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was also somebody who was very, very humble. Despite being Amirul Mu'mineen, despite being the second best companion from all of the companions alayhim uridwan, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu an was so humble that he would say, Ahabbun nasi ilayya, the most beloved of people to me are those man rafa'a ilayya uyubi, are those people who tell me about my defects. Allahu Akbar. Today, if somebody told us about a defect they saw in us or a flaw they saw in us, only we know how we would react. Maybe on his face we won't say anything, but in our heart, how dare he tell me? Who is he to tell me? So Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu an, on the other hand, is saying, the most beloved person to me is the one who tells me about my faults. And what's the hikmah behind that? That if people tell you about your faults, you're able to rectify them. But if people are scared to tell you because they know you're going to lash out, they know you're not going to reply positively, then that's mahrumi, that's deprivation. Why? Because those uyub will forever stay in you. And people are not informing you because they fear your shar. They fear your evil. But Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu an, he said, the best person, the most beloved person to me is the one who tells me about my faults. And what happened in one gathering was that Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu an was teaching Sahaba, was teaching the Muslims some masail of the deen, some rulings of Sharia. There were men there, there were male companions there, then obviously there were females behind a veil. And when he mentioned a particular mas'ala, a particular ruling, a woman spoke up and she said, the mas'ala is not like this. So she objected to the mas'ala that Sayyidina Umar relayed, the mas'ala that he mentioned. She said, it's not like that. So he was listening and he said, how is it? And then she mentioned how she remembered the mas'ala, what the ruling of the Sharia was. And when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu heard her explanation of the ruling, What did he say? Subhanallah. Remember, he's Khalifatul Muslimin. He has great honor in the eyes of people. Most people today, they are scared to rectify themselves in public. Why? What people are going to say? People are going to devalue what I say from now on. I'm going to become lowered in the eyes of people. And they fear all of these things. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, he said, Imra'atun asabat wa rajulun akhta'a. That this woman who was spoken up and the masala she has mentioned is correct and the man made a mistake. Meaning referring to himself. So this was the humble nature of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and no doubt he learned this from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that لَوْ شِئْتُ لَسَارَتْ مَعِيَ جِبَالُ الذَّهَبِ. That if I desire, if I want, I could have mountains of gold walk alongside me. But we know from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he lived a very humble life. He didn't live a life like a lavish king, an extravagant king. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived a very blessed and simple life. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us as well, that when you're humble for the sake of Allah, don't ever think that your status will be lowered. When you're humble for Allah, what happens? مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That if you're humble for Allah, you lower yourself for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your rank. And if Allah ta'ala is raising the rank, what can the world do to someone? So, briefly, to conclude, this was a short bayan regarding second Khalifa of the Muslims, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. We learned how he was beloved to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many ayat-e Qur'aniyah were revealed in accordance to the opinion and the rai of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed for Sayyidina Umar to become a Muslim and so that Islam could be helped. This dua was accepted. We learned that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was very respectful in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and many verses regarding his adab for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially in Surah Hujurat, were revealed. And we learned that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu possessed such awsaf which made him a kamil and perfect believer. We should try and follow in his footsteps, adopt the same characteristics, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said and enable all of us to act upon it. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.